You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. You are listening to an NFL season preview. The 10-5-1 Seattle Seahawks. This is usually a playoff mainstay. Usually an elite pick. Elite team. And a popular pick to reach the NFC title game for sure on a year-to-year basis, and a popular pick to reach the Super Bowl, if not win it. The Seahawks traded Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle. They picked up a former first-round pick that Philly cut in Marcus Smith. His impact remains to be seen, but Sheldon Richardson, his impact will be seen day one next to Martellus Bennett and company. Earl Thomas is back and healthy, the leader of that defense on the back end. And you got Bobby Wagner in the middle of that D at linebacker, who was first in tackles, racked up the most in all of football, and he's flanked by KJ Wright, who's elite at outside linebacker. This defense isn't skipping a beat. The only questions are, what about Eddie Lacy, who they signed? What about CJ Prosize, Thomas Rawls, the run game? Can it be consistent? Will Jimmy Graham be further integrated into this offense? We know what we're going to get from Doug Baldwin. And then the other receivers, at this point, we just have to trust what the Seahawks are doing, despite trading Jermaine Hurst, Paul Richardson and company. They got Lockett. They know how to draft role players. You don't have to draft a star everywhere. And the Seahawks' formula for success, well, a lot of teams in the NFC and the rest of the league are trying to duplicate it. It's hard to duplicate that success when they kept drafting the standouts on the defensive side of the ball. Russell Wilson, top 10 in passing yardage in his first year without Marshawn Lynch. Can he do it again? Because he's a tough son of a gun, but he had 2 injuries that he played through last year. I don't know how. He had a high ankle sprain being one of them and a knee scare. Tough dude. But can he stay healthy again? I mean, I think there's some more concerns than a lot of us want to talk about or even are aware enough to talk about when it comes to Russell Wilson. I think it would be more beneficial if they integrated Jimmy Graham even more as a receiver instead of forcing him to be a well-rounded talent. I mean, it's great that they made him, you know, block for a couple years and learn that because that's their style of play. But they got to use him. They got to use that athleticism, that one-on-one mismatch. He can take 2 linebacker and a safety, or he can take someone's best corner. That'll help Doug underneath. You can pop off something over the top to lock it. Russell Wilson, that takes a safety off of him, 1 less spy, or it takes a linebacker off of him. If, you know, DN's break contain, Russell's gone. So, I mean, the Seahawks, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're going to win the NFC West again. They're going to make the playoffs again. And they're most likely going to get a bye again. The Arizona Cardinals, 7-8-1. Disappointing season in 2016. They're hoping to turn it around. They're trying to bounce back like the Panthers feel they can bounce back. They get safety Tyrann Mathieu back, the Honey Badger. Healthy. He keeps getting nicked up, though. So they're not really necessarily totally relying on that. They drafted safety Buda Baker. He can play in the box as well. They drafted inside linebacker Hassan Reddick, one of the top prospects on the second level. They're hoping John Brown's sickness, sickle cell, his serious issues, they're hoping they're behind him. Because before that, he was starting to develop a rapport with Carson Palmer. He was. And then Palmer, you know, off to a slow start last season. This team still finished with 7 wins. They didn't completely fall off the map. They just had a couple tough breaks. They kind of showed their age a little bit. They're going to heavily rely on David Johnson, who has high goals. He's targeting 1,000 rushing and 1,000 receiving. If he gets that, that's kind of like the Russell Westbrook of the NFL, where he's got to win MVP. Or if Brady goes undefeated or something, DJ's definitely, if he gets 1K, Offensive Player of the Year, no question, no doubt. Although I am giving the award to Le'Veon Bell in my prediction, it's kind of like James Harden. James Harden had an unlock until Russell Wilson maintained that triple-double. Well, DJ maintains 1K, he's going to steal it. As for the Cardinals, Marcus Golden on the defensive side had 12.5 sacks last year, tied for third. They still got Chandler Jones, still got Patrick Peterson. They're a feisty bunch. It's still a top 10 defense. They don't give up a lot of points. They did have some miscues, though. Besides showing their age and starting off slow, they had 2 of their punts blocked. You got to get that right. That's field position, or that's points you're giving up. The first month, that presents favorable matchups for the Cardinals. As does the middle of the season. So what does that tell you? First half of the season, if they're not winning, it's another disappointing campaign. There's not a lot of tough matchups for them the first 8-10 weeks. So if they're that good, like they were a couple seasons ago, if Bruce Arians is still that good, if Carson Palmer is still into the game and not halfway towards retirement, same with Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, you got a strong defense and you got David Johnson, that's a formula for success. There's no excuses. The Cardinals should be a playoff team. I'm just not betting on it. They'll be in the picture, but I have them falling out. The Los Angeles Rams, 4-12 last season. So what'd they do? Jared Goff's going to be started from day one. They got a new coach, 30 years old. Sean McVay from the Redskins got to learn under Jay Gruden. Explosive offense last couple seasons. They're hoping that works out. And in an effort to totally rebuild that offense, they traded for Sammy Watkins at wideout, they drafted Cooper Kupp, and they signed Robert Woods. Yes, and they still have Tavon Austin. Gadget offensive player, special teams contributor, as in returning on punts and kicks. The Rams, they really tried this offseason. And to further that notion, they signed left tackle Andrew Whitworth, who was a Pro Bowler from the Bengals. They went all out this offseason on offense. So we better see some steps, at least incremental. But Whitworth at 35 isn't going to be there forever. So hopefully they can get a season or two out of him. Defensively, they get Wade Phillips as defensive coordinator. And with him from Denver, he brought Kayvon Webster, the cornerback, who wasn't going to get a chance in Denver. They were loaded. No fly zone in Denver was loaded. So Wade Phillips brings Kayvon Webster with him to Los Angeles. Defensive coordinator of a very good defense, a top 10 defense. Ogletree, Robert Quinn, Aaron Donald. Hopefully he ends his holdout. I believe he will. That's a lot of money he's missing. They signed Connor Barwin. Very productive player. He can help you against the run. He can contain. He'll help you with a little pass rush as well. I think he'll be utilized correctly under Wade Phillips in that 3-4 defense as an outside linebacker. I think they have some pieces in St. Louis. Excuse me, in LA. It's still new. Give me a break. But yeah, the Rams, first half of the season, it looks pretty tough. Average around the middle, towards the end of the year, favorable matchups. But by that point, I don't think they're in the playoff picture. I don't have the Rams making the playoffs. They might be in it up to Thanksgiving. I think they fall off early December. But at least it looks like they have a future there. San Francisco 49ers, 2-14 last season. The new regime, John Lynch as GM, Kyle Shanahan as head coach, someone I've been rooting for a very long time. And they signed quarterback Brian Hoyer as a stopgap, veteran quarterback. They signed some veterans at wide receiver and Pierre Garçon and Marquise Goodwin. Goodwin's got speed. Garcon's the possession receiver. I like Ellington. I think Ellington is another guy that has a little bit of upside as a role player. I think the 49ers have a strong and young front seven. Navarro Bowman leads the way, healthy. They drafted Reuben Foster to play inside with him. Maybe the Niners will get to relive the days of Bowman and Pat Willis with Foster now on board. They drafted Solomon Thomas on that D-line, and he'll be playing next to DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead. That, like I said, a strong and young front seven. The corners, nothing to write about, nothing to mention really, but they're solid and young also at the safety position between Eric Reed and Jimmy Ward. Little raw, closer to average than above average, but solid. So that defense can build there. Niners don't have a quarterback yet, but they have a good stopgap option in Hoyer, who's done so for many teams, most recently the Texans. They signed Robbie Gould, who used to be as good as gold when he played for the Bears, when he was kicking for the Bears. A couple teams later, played for the Giants last year, a little bit, moved forward, finds himself in the Bay. I think that's a good pickup. There is some wind in the Windy City, and there's some wind up in San Francisco. So for the Niners, who I think is one of the five teams that don't have a shot at the playoffs entirely, just for 2017, I think they have a very promising future. The final month of the season is going to be difficult, so they might fall off and might look even worse than they are in the standings. But I think the Niners should be proud of what they've done over one off season, or and the past couple of drafts included. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.